Friday Night Lights, the NBC drama series about a small Texas town and its high school football team, returns for its third season tonight. But our TV critic David Bianculli says you won't find the show quite how you left it last season, or even where you left it. But he says it's definitely worth finding just the same.
I want to ask one question. I want to ask all of you only one question. You ready for Friday night? Here are your 2008 Dillon Panthers.
That's Kyle Chandler as Coach Taylor, using a question to introduce his new football squad at his high school pep rally. If you're a fan of Friday Night Lights, and you should be since it's one of the best drama series on television, you may have some other questions. Questions like, how did the Dillon Panthers do in the playoffs last season? Why didn't we get to see those episodes? When does the show pick up its storyline this season? And where can I see the show anyway? Those are all very good questions. So since Friday Night Lights is a show built around football as a metaphor, let's tackle them. Why did Friday Night Lights stop in the midst of its own season when Coach Taylor's team had just made it to the playoffs and not come back? It stopped because of the writer's strike. It didn't come back because NBC almost canceled the show and didn't consider it a priority. Not when NBC could spend the money on a new Knight Rider telemovie and episodes of American Gladiators. The show survived only because NBC cut a risky deal with the satellite provider DirecTV. DirecTV agreed to co-finance 13 new episodes, with exclusive rights to televise them first on a weekly basis, beginning tonight. NBC will show them too, eventually, but not until the first quarter of 2009. So if you want to watch Friday Night Lights now, you have to have DirecTV, or find someone who does, and tune in Wednesdays on its 101 network. The new season of Friday Night Lights picks up the action at the start of a new school year. It's established immediately, so I don't consider it any sort of a spoiler, that the playoffs we never got to see didn't end triumphantly. So the Panthers, this year, are a little disheartened and have much to prove, but are blessed with a lot of talent and some very motivated leaders. The team, like the series, didn't finish the season the way it wanted to. The school, like the series, is hit by a hefty budget crunch and has to try to make do and move forward with a lot less. In the many months since we've seen the residents of Dillon, their lives have kept moving and changing. The former star of the team, Smash Williams, is working at a local ice cream shop, his college scholarship hopes dashed by injury. The senior quarterback, Matt Saracen, is threatened by a new freshman hotshot. Two of the teen characters have rekindled the relationship. And Tammy Taylor, the coach's wife, starts the year with a sizable promotion. Instead of guidance counselor, she's now the school principal, and therefore, her husband's boss. This last change is an especially inspired one, because Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton, as Eric and Tammy Taylor, are the heart and soul of Friday Night Lights. Giving them an extra element to play with, and play against, will only add to an already delicious dynamic. They're not only the most realistic and inspiring married couple in primetime, but Chandler and Britton provide TV with some of its smartest, funniest, most unmannered performances. How both of them were ignored by the Emmys this year, and not even nominated, is absolutely inexplicable. Every scene they're in, whether they're together or apart, is impressive. Here's Chandler on the practice field, running the squad through its paces on a hot Texas afternoon. The father of the freshman quarterback tries to win favor for his son by hiring an ice cream truck to drive up with free treats. But Coach Taylor is no Mr. Softy.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
It's smoothies. JD's daddy bought us all smoothies.
Not for now, for after practice when we're done.
Smoothies?
Yeah, those frosty, tangy things with the non-fat yogurt.
I know what the hell a smoothie is. Tell him to get the hell off the field.
You mean for good or come back later or what?
I mean tell them we don't need any damn smoothies.
All right.
I mean tell them,
man. All right, all right. Get that pink ass truck off the field. Just get him out of here. Just move it off the premises. Let's go.
Damn, I want a smoothie, man. God, dog. Man.
What was that, Charles? What'd you say? You want a smoothie? Do you want a smoothie?
Coach, man, it's like 120 degrees
out
here,
man. It's hot out here, isn't it?
Yes.
You know what? I'd like a smoothie too, Charles. It'd be good, wouldn't it? You know why I'm not going to have a smoothie, Charles? Because I don't feel like I deserve a smoothie. Does anybody else out here feel like you deserve a smoothie? I'll tell you what, we win Friday night, and you can have all the damn smoothies you want, gentlemen. But until then, get your minds back in the game. Let's finish up this practice. Let's go.
The young actors in Friday Night Lights are a joy to watch, too. And after suffering through all the posing and posturing on 90210, Gossip Girl, and the rest, it's a relief to see teens on TV who actually look and act their age. Friday Night Lights, as TV goes, is a championship team all the way. If it doesn't get to go all the way this season, it won't be for lack of talent or effort. The show deserves to be on broadcast TV, and will be eventually. But why wait?
David Bianculli is TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film studies at Rowan University. The new season of Friday Night Lights begins tonight on DirecTV's 101 network.